Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
If stress can make you sick, can believing make you well? Shouldn't we be able to just think ourselves to feeling better? Can't we consciously, through our subconscious, choose to improve our health and then believe that it can happen? Well, thanks for joining me today. Interesting topic, isn't it? I'm medical intuitive Carol Reitberger, and today I'm going to be talking about, can believing make you well? And the answer to all of the questions that I started the show off with is yes, yes, and yes. We can make ourselves well by merely believing that we can, and that's what the topic of the day's show is going to be about, is all about believing and the placebo effect and the role of personality and all of the aspects of who we are as far as how we can talk ourselves into good health. Oh, that sounds like a book title. In fact, it's a book title that I'm currently working on, Talk Yourself Into Good Health. Whoa, got a little catch to it, doesn't it? So what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be talking about how our thoughts really can change the chemistry of the body, but how important it is for the words that we use to be able to tell our body either we're not feeling well or that we're going to get well. So it should be an interesting show. I'm also going to be taking your calls today. So if you have a question for me and you'd like me to share my medical intuitive skills with you, please give me a call at 877-230-3062. Again, that's 877-230-3062. That number is good in the U.S. and Canada, and then also international callers. You can dial the same number. All you have to do is dial your international calling code. I'd like to invite you to attend my February Your Health teleclass. It is a free teleclass. It's going to be happening on February 24th at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the topic of this month is one that a lot of my listeners on the show have sent me emails, and then also my participants and followers of my Your Health free teleclasses. I also wanted to know about Alzheimer's. You know, as baby boomers, many of us are entering into those years. Our parents are living a much longer life. So as a result, what we're experiencing is different kind of health care needs, and we're experiencing, of course, a lot more Alzheimer's. So that's going to be the topic that I'm going to be talking about. It actually is one of the leading causes of dementia in the United States, and it's the fourth leading cause of death in developed nations after heart disease, cancer, and stroke. So again, very, very timely topic. It is a free teleclass. You can go to my website, www.ritberger.com, and then register. And then following the teleclass, there will be an audio download and a printable PDF that will be available for purchase. But I hope you can join me actually online for the teleclass itself. And the reason for that is after the teleclass we get through, it's about 60 minutes in length, I'm going to be taking about 30 minutes of extra time and answering questions, just like I'm going to do on air today, sharing my medical intuitive skills with you. And we can just chat about anything at that point in time as well. It doesn't have to necessarily be on topic, nor to today, if you have a call for me, does it have to be on topic. We can talk about health. We can talk about relationships. After all, February is the love month and the relationship month. So again, if you're interested in signing up for the free teleclass, or you know someone that would like to attend as well, www.ritberger.com. Also, my January teleclass is now, the audio download and the PDF, printable PDF, is now available. My topic for January was high blood pressure. And one of the things that I share in the teleclass download and then also in the PDF is the fact that high blood pressure really can be managed mainly by lifestyle changes, meaning diet and exercise. Interestingly enough, there's a kind of a overall belief in the medical community that anywhere over 65 has to be on blood pressure medication. But one of the things that I found in the research, that really isn't true. So some dietary changes, lifestyle changes, some exercise, and I'm not talking about, you know, an hour or two at the gym every single day, some minimal lifestyle changes such as walking, all of those things can help prevent the creation of high blood pressure. And then what it can also do is if you have it, it can manage it and it can actually eliminate it. I do have a try before you buy feature on my website. So just go to teleclass, put the cursor there. The drop-down menu on Teleclass Archives will appear. You can just click on high blood pressure, and then you can try it, listen to a brief snippet of what the class was about, and then also read a page out of the PDF and be sure it's something that you want. Again, available on my site, www.ritberger, RitBerger.com. In the 1920s, French psychoanalyst Emile Couet wrote that if one looked in the mirror every day and recited the lines, day by day, in every way, I am getting better and better, then indeed they would get better. He did some research on this, and he found out that the reason that people got better is because they believed they would, and because the words that were used for this affirmation, day by day, in every way, I am getting better and better. And this affirmation, what it did is it actually changed the chemistry of the brain so it would release healing hormones and endorphins that would tell the body it was getting better. So not only do the words have an impact by changing the chemistry, but the words can actually change the thoughts that we have, the perception that we have. It can eliminate attitudes that we have. It can release any negative emotions that we may be carrying, and it can actually change the outcome in the physical body. If we have faith in what we're saying as far as an affirmation and an element of confidence that we really can accomplish what we're trying to achieve, and if we engage in the activity, something as simple as just using an affirmation in the morning, then what will happen is that will actually become a truth that the brain believes and then will act on those words in a healthy, neurological, psychological, biological, physiological way to be able to improve our health and to create the good health that we're looking for. However, it's really important to know that believing and beliefs are different. Beliefs are actually formed as a result of other people's truth, and yet believing is based on our own truth. If we took the word belief and we dropped the B-E and the F-S, what we get is a lie. However, when we created that belief, it was something that we believed in. We created it because it was all the information we had at the time in order to be able to create the thought, to put words to it for it to become real. However, when it's formed, it works. But over the course of time, that believing that we could do something turned into a belief, and we started to separate our truth from others' truth. And when we started separating our truth from what we were believing, then it became a belief. Now it is something that is not healthy for us. So as you're looking and using this believing process from the healing standpoint, best thing to do is to visit your beliefs. Beliefs become habits. They're comfort zones. They're perceptions that are limited about what we're capable of achieving. They're those words that linger in our mind that we can pull up, or the emotions associated with them, that lets us know that this no longer is working for us. That if someone told us we can't do something, maybe we're at a point in time in our life that absolutely we can do it. That belief in the habits and mental limitations that it has, it needs to be changed. And what better way to do that than to talk yourself into good health? Believing can actually be initiated by many things. Affirmation words is the most important way that we can create healthy thoughts, to create a healthy form of believing, to be able to come in and to be able to help our physical body. We can pray. A prayer is actually an affirmation that not only are we praying to some divine source to be able to assist us in the healing that we desire, but in a prayer, we're also asking our body, our mind, and that wonderful connection to please engage in this process so we too can become healed. So we're not only talking to that divine source, we're actually talking to ourselves. A thoughtful meditation, a guided visualization, a mantra, a chant. In fact, chants have a lot of power in the healing process, different than an affirmation in many ways, because a chant has a melody to it. It has a repetition to it, and it has a different voice tones, and voice and tones are just energy. And what we do when we do a chant, we go from high, home, high to low, back to high, and so forth. And we actually create a balance in the physical body. And what we do when we do the OM is we basically tell the body through the chakra systems, balance yourself, find the harmonics, and then all will be well. When we actually start believing something, we create expectations around it because we believe that that believe what we're asking for is going to actually improve our health or improve the quality of our life. Believing is something we engage in consciously and we act upon because it's our truth. And again, that's the difference. Believing is our truth. We initiate it, we create it, we engage in it. If we achieve it, if we can conceive it, we can achieve it. One of Norman Vincent Peale's wonderful, wonderful affirmations that he used personally all the time on a daily basis. So what we do is it's our truth. We build on that truth. Our thoughts support it. And then as a result, our body responds. Beliefs are set upon in assumptions that they're charged with somebody else's expectations. Because of our conditioning and because it happens so early in life and all the emotions associated from birth to 13 really impact how we see ourselves and what we're really capable of throughout our life. The journey of life itself is to find those beliefs and to realize that they weren't necessarily given to us and maybe harm, but they are at the point in time they worked. They were somebody else's perceptions. They were there to be able to help us. But what happened is they really weren't our beliefs, what we believed in. And so as a result, it became an unrealistic expectation that we frankly spend a lot of time trying to get in touch with or trying to manifest. And it really isn't who we are. So if we're going to use the power of believing to make us well, then we have to understand the importance, the difference between believing and beliefs. And right there in that one awareness, then you can go in and you can change the beliefs, those comfort zones, by merely creating something that you believe in. I believe that I can overcome the beliefs that I have around dot, dot, dot. And then you say what that dot, dot, dot is. And in that particular point is at what you do is you actually in that you believe it. You feel it in your physical body. The brain accommodates it. The body responds to it. And interestingly enough, that process not only starts taking place, it continues as you get involved in other things in life. So again, believing and beliefs very, very different. And what I would encourage you to do is, you know, just choose one belief that you have that you believe is limiting you and then pull that up, put an affirmation around it, a prayer around it, a mantra around it, a chant around it. Say it every single day. Best time is in the morning because the mind is fresh and clear and aware and open and receptive. It isn't toward the end of the day when the mind becomes tired with all the thoughts that it's been creating to support the beliefs that we have. So again, every single morning. And if you said it every single day, then what you would find is pretty soon you would just start feeling exactly what you're looking for. Very interesting process. So believing really can make us well. Hi, I want to jump in right now and let's take Kim from California. Hi, Kim. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fine. Thank you. How can I help you, sweetie?
Well, I wanted to ask you a question about health. A few years ago, I used to just go nonstop 100 miles an hour and be able to, I had a house cleaning business. And the last few years, when I do anything, like I did a small job yesterday, I just, my whole body aches. I'm just totally exhausted. My body aches. I have to really be careful with what I eat because my stomach will just go into all kinds of, you know, do the bloating and the spasms and the constipation, all the good stuff. And it's just like I'm wondering what's happening with my body when I used to just, like I said, I could do anything, eat anything, go 100 miles an hour, and now it's just like almost a 360-degree turnaround where I can't hardly do anything and I'm just exhausted.
Exactly. So the first thing that I did is I went back, and I need to go back about four and a half years. Can you go back with me in that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You were exposed to an environmental contaminant, weren't you? Were you using cleaning solutions? Were you using something? I've got toxin. I've got a toxic buildup in your body as a result of an environmental contaminant. It triggered an inflammation response that your body is still working on. When you get it, it feels like it's not petroleum based, so I'm not talking about a carpet or anything. It was respiratory. Something respiratory came in, and your body immediately attacked it with an inflammatory response that caused the immune system to become hypervigilant. And if you get exposed to this, you know, it almost feels like, and again, this isn't about any product, but cleansers. It was some kind of a cleanser, and it wasn't a Pine Sol. It was some kind of a, it felt like it had a granule texture to it. I'll see if I can come up with exactly what it is, because I believe that you can avoid that particular agent. That's why I'm spending so much time trying to figure out what it is. And you can hear me stumbling, sweetie. I'm not trying to be politically correct. I'm trying to find out what it is. It almost feels like it has a granular thing. Like if we were going to be doing any kind of using a Comet or any kind of a cleanser like that, or anything like a, toilet cleanser that had any kind of a granule. It's the granular part that I'm picking up. It isn't so much the fumes that I'm picking up or the combination of the alcohol, ammonia, whatever it is, but it's something that's got granular on it that your body absorbed through the skin and then the fumes itself, and that's what triggered it. So we'll keep on thinking on that, and I'll go through and I'll connect a few more dots for you, and then we can talk a little bit on it. But what it did is the immune system, over the course of this time, the immune system really started becoming weakened and becoming hypervigilant, trying to do what it was designed to do, which was to protect you. But what it's done is it's just become hypervigilant. So if you get in anything that smells like, feels like what I'm picking up, then your body immediately identifies it as a pathogen, and it continues to give that inflammatory response. And as a result, over the course of this time, your immune system has become fatigued, and as a result, your body has become fatigued. So that's what's happening in the physical body. What has happened is that in this process of the immune system becoming so hypervigilant, as I call it, because it is, it's overreactive. If you put certain foods in your mouth, it's now deeming those foods as being harmful to you. So you're getting an allergic response, not so much allergic to foods, but allergic response. If the food is maybe too acidic, or if the food has too much of a bitter or a sour or I can smell. It's almost an ammonia citrus smell that had granular in it, something that could be used for buffing or polishing or cleaning or something. That's where it first started. And then what occurs is then the stomach is reacting, and it's not breaking down the food as much as it needs to, because it's deeming it as being a pathogen or an allergen in this particular case. And then what is occurring is now you're getting the spasms. My sense is with your stomach, are you working with a doctor, hon?
Well, I just started seeing an acupuncturist.
Okay. If you were open to it, I would send you to a naturopath.
Okay.
And what I'd like the naturopath to do is I would like the naturopath, and I'm going to suggest you as well. I'm not diagnosing because I'm not allowed to do that, but I can tell you that you do have a lot of the symptomology of irritable bowel syndrome. Mm-hmm. And irritable bowel syndrome usually occurs when there's some kind of inflammatory response to something that's being ingested that isn't being broken down, and the immune system is identified as a pathogen. It's not breaking, your stomach's not breaking the food down into the chyme that it needs to, that liquid form. It comes in, some of the food has got a little more of that granular that I was picking up before. In the food itself, it's getting caught in the intestine. It's trying to be removed through the descending colon. And that's when I'm starting to get a lot of the spasming. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to look at symptomology of IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, work with a naturopath if you're open to that, tell them exactly what your symptoms are. Everything that you're working on needs to start with the immune system. And somehow we've got to get this immune system believing that it is going to be healthy and it doesn't have to overreact. The fatigue that you have is an immune system response as well. You do not have what I would call full-blown chronic fatigue syndrome, but you do have the fatigue syndrome. You don't have fibromyalgia, but you do have the muscle aches and pains associated with fibromyalgia. I can't say that you have IBS, but you have the symptomology of it. And the best place for you to go is go to the immune system. Eat happy, healthy foods for the immune system, green, orange, yellow, and reds. And then what you can do is the naturopath could work with you as well to be able to help you with that. Working with the acupuncturist, I want to give you a mapping. If you would, and you can share this with the acupuncturist, very skilled, by the way, I can feel very traditional in the approach, which is good because it feels like, is it a he?
She.
Oh, she's got great masculine energy. And masculine energy in a female means that she's very directive. She's very protocol process. She's point A to point B, connect the dots type. While she may have a little intuition, it feels, and I'm sure she does, but she doesn't use that as much in acupuncture. That will work well for you. So what I would encourage her to work with is the third chakra, the sixth chakra, and the second chakra. So what she would do is do needling in the ears that will help around the temples in the ear area. That will help remove some of the goo and the congestion in the brain itself and the energy congestion. It will help clear up your small intestine. And then it will also help when the small intestine is cleared up, then it's going to help your digestive system.
Okay.
So what were you doing four and a half years ago? Were you in a cleaning business then? What were you doing, sweetie?
Well, I've done it off and on for the last 12 years, but not so much just real sporadic in the last 10 years. You know, just a house here, house there. Mainly I was building a home.
Okay.
4 years ago, I was helping my husband build a home.
Interesting. Any glues, anything that was used? It was actually something that was absorbed through the skin that affected the liver. The liver's okay. I didn't want to create an alarm around that. The liver's okay. But what it did is the liver absorbed it. It got into the bloodstream. The immune system read it as a pathogen. It started its process of trying to do what it's designed to do. It just didn't turn off. And that's what you're experiencing right now is the fact that the immune system, just if something comes in and it just can't identify it, it just overreacts. And that's all the fatigue. Your body over the course of time has become very, very tired. Your immune system has become very tired trying to be able to do what it's designed. It's still protecting. It's just tired and your body's tired and there's still the toxins. The more the immune system creates an inflammatory response, the more toxins in the muscles. You might want to look at some massage. You might want to look at some castor oil packs. You might want to look at some Epsom salt bath or sea salt baths. Even sea salt would pull some of the toxins out through the pores of your skin. And what
I do a lot of that. I was just going to ask you, is there a certain things to do for detox? But I do the castor oil and the Epsom salt.
Yeah, castor oil will take it out from the actual little confined area, and Epsom salt will pull the toxin out through the pores of the skin. So those are both things that you can do and give your body a chance. When you remove that buildup to any degree, then the immune system's going to take a deep breath and go, oh, okay, this is good. And then again, something else may trigger it. But I'm not really picking up anything that I can find well-defined that is a food allergy. It's just that because there's times that you can eat the same thing and then that I can find other times that your body reacts to it and you start getting tired again. So there's an erraticness about it. And that's why I think if you looked at naturopath and some of the things you're doing in the acupuncture, that can help you.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate that. Thank you.
You are so welcome. And just go back and just, if you wouldn't mind, I'm sorry to belabor the point, but if you would just think about what you were doing, or if you had any contact dermatitis, or you had any kind of little rash or anything that came up in that period of time, you know, just see if there was something that you can just go back and recall, because that's when I pick up that it started and not before then. And it just has taken a long time for it to reach the place that it is. Good news is that everything's still working, and it did work for a long time and it's still working. So let's see if we can get it back to working the way it's remember, help it remember. You know, maybe that's an affirmation, you know, immune system. Every day, remember your job or something that way, or some way of healing. Think of an affirmation, sweetie, that can help you.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You are welcome. Well, all of the listeners, thank you for being patient with me. That was a great call. I really wanted to spend the time with her because I could feel so much of her body was still trying to do what it was designed to do. So I think what I'm going to do right now, let's take a quick commercial break. I'm going to come back, talk a little bit more about believing, and I'm going to take your calls. Stay tuned.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
If you have a question for Carol, call her now. Toll free at 1-877-230-3062.
Well, welcome back. Today I'm talking about the power of believing and how we can actually use that power of believing to make us well. Before I go in and talking a little bit more about believing, I'd like to invite you to a great event that I'm going to be joined with psychic medium John Holland and psychic medium Lauren Rainbow. I had Lauren on my show. If you're interested in listening to Lauren's skills, you can go into my archives at www.reitberger.com. Just put the cursor over radio. You'll see my archives and you can go in and find that particular session. It was absolutely phenomenal. Both John and Lauren are able to connect with spirit and connect with those who have transitioned and gone back into light. Very fascinating. But I'm going to be sharing the stage with them at an event called Finding Your Way, Intuitive Messages for the Mind, Body, and Spirit. It's in Andover, Massachusetts, April 9th. It's going to be a full-day workshop. Lauren is going to be talking about the power of positive thinking. I'm going to be talking about how to read the messages of the body and how it talks to you. And when it talks to you, what do you do with that information? And then also John Holland is going to be teaching us how to connect with spirit and use that spirit for finding our way, and then also for connecting with those who have crossed, but also for healing. So if you'd like to know more about the event, you can go to my website, www.reitberger.com. There's a full page on the information, and then also you can register. Just click on the link. That'll take you to the registration section on Circle of Wisdom's, who is Wisdom Bookstore, who is sponsoring the event. So again, that's April the 9th in Andover, Massachusetts. It should be a day that should be very enlightening, a lot of fun. I know I'm looking forward to learning a lot about how to connect with spirit, different than I do as a medical intuitive, and to be able to use that information not only to share with my listeners and the people I do readings on, but also to use it for myself. You know, it is all about us. So it should be a very exciting day. So again, www.rickberger.com. Do you know that it takes an average of over 50 repetitions of the same thought before it becomes so entrained in our psyche that it actually affects our behavior? Just think of that. If we believe in something, and that's one of the reasons that quote was used, day by day and every way I'm getting better and better. If we said that every day for 50 days, or we said it every day for multiple times, 50 times or more, then what happens is the mind actually starts to accept it as truth. And then not only does it change the chemistry of the body, but actually changes behavior. So if we really would like to change our health, we have to think those healthy thoughts, and we have to repeat those same healthy thoughts over and over again. But sometimes that's a little bit difficult because we're creating so many thoughts that are building off of an original thought or another thought or creating new thoughts. So what better way for us to be able to really take those healthy thoughts and train them in our psyche to be able to impact the health of the body and change our behavior other than an affirmation or a prayer or a mantra or a chant? So if you say it at least 50 times before it actually can manifest in the physical body, then what you'll want to do is you want to start immediately, wouldn't you? And again, don't worry about if it's changing it, because the words we use in an affirmation are first person, and those words are always in the format as if it has already happened. It is truth. So the minute we start that very first chant, that very first combination of words, it actually changes the chemistry in the brain, changes the chemistry in the body. And then what we do is over the course of time, that chemistry, that well-being in the body builds up, and before you know it, we're actually changing beliefs, changing behavior, changing comfort zones, and then we're creating new perceptions, confident perceptions of who we are. Every time we engage in a repetition of a word in the affirmation, our brain releases endorphins that actually strengthens and fortifies the immune system's ability to protect us from the invaders that cause us illness. As I was talking with Kim in the first segment, that immune system's job is to protect us. And it diligently tries to do that job. And even when it's tired or it's run down or it's not functioning to its full capacity, it still tries to do its job. So how can we support that? Of course, through lifestyle changes and food, but we can change that by what we say to ourselves. What we've also found in the research in the using affirmations, it can actually expedite the healing process, because if you repeat the thought in the morning and then again, or the affirmation in the morning and then again before you go to sleep, what occurs is not only does it change the chemistry in the morning to give you that boost you need all day long, but if you say it before you go to sleep, it actually changes the chemistry that in the body before you go to sleep. And the sleep cycle is all about rejuvenation, about detoxing, about transformation. It supports new cell growth. It detoxes the body. It's a very powerful time in sleep. So if you go to sleep with that affirmation, the chemistry changes, and all night long without even having to think about it, then what occurs is the healing happens. Physician and Cornell professor Eugene Dubois wrote, "You cannot write a prescription without an element of placebo. A prayer to Jupiter starts the perception." A prayer to Jupiter starts the prescription. It carries weight, and the weight is 2,000 to 3,000 years of medicine. Now, I went in and I looked at that, a prayer to Jupiter. Why to Jupiter? And the reason for that is Jupiter is part of the healing planet, a healing planet. And what it does is it actually creates the vibration of healing around its very name of Jupiter, and it starts the changing the process. It carries a lot of weight vibrationally in that word that changes not only your thoughts, but it changes the chemistry of the body. So again, Eugene Dubois believed that you have to really use words in order to be able to create the healing. And he was a wonderful scientist in looking at the placebo effect. And what he found is the power of the placebo effect whether it's a sugar pill or it's a thought or it's an affirmation or it's a prayer, releases an immune molecule that can affect the overall well-being of the body by altering the functioning of the immune system. The placebo is actually defined as any sort of inert treatment whose therapeutic effect isn't specific for a disease or symptom that it's used to treat. That means that any thought, changing thoughts, and seeing yourself using visualization, using guided imagery to get you there, using affirmations to make it real, all of those actually boost that placebo effect to the point where the brain sees it as truth, the body responds to it as truth, the energy knows that it's truth via the soul, and as a result, everything becomes healthy. There's actually two sides of the placebo effect. One is that it happens because the person believes it will. And the other is the nerve cell connection that takes place when a person changes what's causing their failed health. When the placebo effect is brought into action, it has a profound effect on how the nerves and the cells communicate with each other and how the brain releases the neurotransmitters that actually reduces the effects of stress. We can use placebo as a stress management tool by visualizing ourselves not stressed, or we say, I am relaxed, I am calm, I am peaceful. We don't come in and say, I'm not stressed, because what that is we're still working on the word stress. So I'm calm, I am peaceful, I am in a place of health and good healing. And again, first person, your brain sees it as truth. The power of the placebo shouldn't be underestimated, because at least one third of all healing takes place when the person believes they can heal themselves. Interesting. So not only are the thoughts that we think important, but the words we use are important, because that changes the health. And it doesn't make any difference whether it's real or it's not. The mind believes that it's real. That cliche, fake it till you make it. Absolutely true when it comes to healing, it comes to affirmations, it comes to the power of words. And those words create a placebo effect. And that placebo effect, when it's built on and repeated and repeated, actually creates good health. So I started out by asking three questions. And the first thing is, I said, yes, 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 you can do all of that when you believe. But can you really believe yourself into feeling good and your body to become well? Yes, you can. And you can do it, and you can start immediately. It doesn't take a lot. It just takes a shift of perception, a little bit of time to see what that good health looks like. Write down an affirmation, and every day say that affirmation when you first get up and before you go to bed. And if you do that 50 times or more, then suddenly that's how it'll appear. Really isn't. It's been working all along. Suddenly, you'll find yourself feeling better. Very fascinating. This was a wonderful show for me to research and to be able to bring forward from the standpoint of the power, not only of our thoughts, but one of the things I found as a medical intuitive is that what we say to ourselves, our body acts on. And that's why I've been inspired to write this book, Talk Yourself into Good Health. I'm not sure when it's going to get out there, but you're going to be the very first ones to know. So let's jump in. Hi, Anna from San Jose. Thanks for calling me, sweetie. How can I help you?
Hi, Carol. How are you?
I'm good. Very good.
Good. Well, you know, last year I had an opportunity to take your class in Salinas, Watsonville area. Mm-hmm. And you did a reading on me, and you spoke about my becoming and doing shaman work. But before I would be able to do that, I needed to do some soul retrieval work.
Yes.
In the last year, I've done a lot of work. And I was able to do that work and as late as a week ago. And so I'm really excited and wondering where my guidance will be for the next step for me.
Very good. And nice to hear your voice again. My gosh, I remember that beautiful vibration of who you are. One of the reasons that I suggested the classes at that particular time is so you could go in and gather all the fundamentals of shamanism and be able to experience a lot of different of the expressions that are actually brought forward in shamanism. The other part of it is that in that soul retrieval, it would bring back the parts of you that didn't have this belief that you could be a shaman, frankly. So what I did is in that process, in that suggestion, and by the way, when I was a messenger, it was your guides that were leading me there, is by having the fundamentals and being able to have the tools to express what shamanism is, then what you will do, sweetie, is you're going to walk into your true shamanism and not your wannabe shamanism. And what I mean by that is that you can step into the full power of the shaman that you are, and that opens up a lot of doors. What I mean by that is that you could do soul retrievals. You could go in and you could actually teach classes on shamanism. You could go in and you could be able to connect with the higher soul to be able to help change the vibration of this group consciousness that we have. You can shapeshift. I saw that in you and that you were capable of all of that. But it was as over the course of your lifetimes, the word shaman had become so diluted in your perception that you weren't really sure what it was, where you should go, how it should be brought forward. A person who truly embodies their shamanism is able to literally be a shapeshifter. You can go from the world of physicalness to the world of energy by merely just shifting and changing energy or by shifting a thought. That will open up a lot of doors for you. One of the things that you could explore is totems using power animals. You might want to look at a little bit about power animals. There are actual power animals that are tied to people's totems. There are actual power animals that, such as the raven, that basically was able to take a soul from the physicalness to its higher self. The eagle is able to take the person into that oversoul. The raven is then able to take that oversoul into the universe, into that higher group, that higher universal consciousness. So again, now that you're there, and I can tell you, you are there, then you won't have that fear of dealing with the spirits of beliefs, the bad thoughts, the people that maybe are bonded, trapped by their own perceptions or their beliefs. A true shaman can work with both good and what is considered evil in the shamanistic world, and to be able to do so with grace, with acceptance, to be able to dialogue with the parts of someone who has been fragmented, that's coming back, that doesn't fit. There's so many doors that can open for you, Anna. So the next thing that I encourage you to do, and boy, ooh, I don't know exactly where to go, because it's kind of like I just touched you and all of a sudden it's like a clenched fist. All these five fingers came out. You could go in, you could look at power animals. You can teach on power animals. You could actually go in and you feel like you should be working in larger groups, honey, than one to one. You could actually teach about soul retrievals. You could actually go in and do group soul retrievals where there's a collective consciousness. You're a very powerful shaman. And now that you've collected the parts of you to be that, then things can open up. So look at all the different expressions of shamanism and see what really resonates with you. Allow your own inner power animal to come in. I keep picking up cosmic serpent in you. And one of the things you'll want to do is let those serpents, let that physical and that energetic part of you, that shamanistic shapeshifter, let that intertwine, kind of like the caduceus. So your masculine and feminine, your physical and your shaman can come into expression. And then what you might want to do is explore Alberto Valadio. Valadio, I think that's how it is.
Oh, oh my God. I was just looking at his website today.
Good girl.
Yeah, no, people are actually going to be here in Sunnyvale in about a week.
Go see him. And if Linda is there, tell her Carol Reitberger says hello. I love her.
Yeah, Linda is the one that's going to be doing the workshop.
Oh, tell her Carol said hello. Sweetie, you will relate so much to the work of the Four Winds Society, because it is truly comes from those who are very, very pure in their shamanism, and that will be a great stepping stone for you.
Okay. Wow. Wow.
Yep. There you go.
There I go. Thank you so much. I also wanted to let you know that Steve, my husband, who you worked on with in the workshop, went into total belief in healing himself, and he had many, many miracles this last year.
Oh.
Many miracles.
Tell him I love him. You made me cry, too. Oh, my gosh. See, it really does work, everybody.
Yes, it works. And you had him on your first show last year, and he talked to you. And this is all after also you had read him through me. And he went into total, belief and had a complete miracle in his life.
Thank you for sharing that. Thank you very much, sweetie. I don't think Alberto would be there. I don't think he's in the States, but if he is, tell Carol. But give Linda a hug for me and everything. You will love that, sweetie. It isn't the last piece, but it'll give you the words you're looking for.
Okay, great. Thank you so much and bless you.
You're welcome. Hi, let's jump in and try to get Erica from Brazil. Hi, sweetie.
Hello. Hi, Carol.
Hello. Well, thank you for calling me all the way from Brazil.
Thank you. I'm honored.
How can I help you?
After listening to your readings, I think I'm going to live a little bit open. I have a overweight issue, and based on my undercovering or discovery through my personal growth, I think this might come from conception. It's a lot of things related with excess of cortisol in my mother's belly. Some her own feelings of shame that I just find out, this last 2 days, and many other little things. However, how can I change this condition and what it is really that is holding the structure of, the weight? So I can dismantle or dissolve this and move on.
Well, the first thing I can tell you is congratulations for all the things that you've done. The first thing is that you acknowledge that it isn't yours, sweetie. And that isn't that we're blaming someone, because that has its own energetic traps in it. But it's recognizing that this was your mother's issue. And part of the gift of that, as strange as it may sound, is she has, in that gifting of her shame and her own insecurities and her own fear around abandonment, then what she did is she's really given you the tools over the course of your life to go inside, look at what's yours, what isn't yours, whether it's hers or anybody else's. You've learned how to get yourself out of protection. You've gained great insight to your own strength, inner strength, your own intuitiveness, highly developed in your intuition, your self-confidence, your self-esteem elevated at least 8 degrees in the last 2 weeks. Whatever you've done is that you've realized that people can't take away how you feel about yourself. You have to give yourself what you're looking for. So that was a huge change. And then recognizing that it was tied to mother and shifting the perception that it was the gift that got you to where you are, but it does belong to your mother, sweetie, so you can let that go. The other part of it is that your mother feels not only with the stress that she was under with the cortisol, by the way, very good and medical intuitive you are there, in that level of cortisol, your body has always been in protection. Your mother was always in protection. As a result, your mother feels like she actually took some medications before it even feels like she knew that she was pregnant. She felt like she really tried to do what was right once she recognized she was pregnant. But prior to that, she may have been on antidepressants or they actually feel like their mood enhancers that she was on. And my sense is that that's part of your makeup from the standpoint of your serotonin and how your body works with serotonin, thyroid, and then also the pancreas and with insulin. So what you might want to do, you're speaking up for yourself. That's fifth chakra release. You're beginning to recognize this isn't your stuff. You're letting it go. That's serotonin release. The insulin part, you can go in, eat foods that are complex carbohydrates, foods that actually will not spike the glycemic index. For you to lose your weight, sweetie, everything you put in your mouth, you ought to ask yourself, will this spike my glycemic index? Will it create a rush of insulin because of how it's metabolizing? And in that rush of insulin, how is it going to bind to the cells? Am I going to have too much? And then that creates a lot of the weight issues itself, backs up to the thyroid, and then can, change the body and the cortisol. It basically puts stress. So again, one thing is, sweetie, the fear of abandonment is not yours. It belongs to your mother. Let that one go. The fear of not being worthy, that was your mother's. Let that one go. The fear of not being loved, that was your mother's. Let that one go. Go back and look at your mother. What a courageous soul she was to bring you. And it feels like you have a couple of siblings. Is that correct?
One sister.
Did one transition prior to birth?
What? She's 3 years younger.
Okay. I can pick up a second sibling I don't pick up in form, but I picked up that your mother had carried. But your mother tried to do everything that was right. She tried to give all of you the right home, the right situation. Feels like she was a hard worker. So think about those things. See those things in her, and then just let go. The shame, sweetie, is not yours. The shame That's belongs wonderful. To your mom.
And I have been carrying this pain my entire life.
But you know what? It got you where you are today, sweetie. So let's
yes.
let go of it.
Yes.
It got you
yes.
to this place where I can feel so, like I said, your self-esteem went up 8 degrees, sweetie. It's now that may not sound to some people like a big, jump, but for you, Erica, that's huge, honey. You stopped looking outside for what you were looking for, and you started looking inside. That shift of perception is huge. That is going to be the healing that you're looking for. You feel good about yourself. The weight has just been protection. You did that. You've carried it. You've learned from it. Your mother gifted you with it. Love her for it. Let it go. Come up with an affirmation every day. I'm 16 ounces, 1 pound lighter. Something that works that you believe you have control over. If you do, you will lose your weight without having to do anything else. I really do believe that.
That's fantastic. So thank you to confirm what I have been. It's like my track, because it has been a long journey to get where I am and to find out about this shame. What's on my face all the time, and I didn't see it.
But you know what? You still kept your faith. I mean, in all of that, you still kept your faith. You kept your connection with yourself and your divine. I mean, my gosh, sweetie, buy yourself some gold stars or draw them, get a crayon that's a gold color and put that next to that. You did everything you did to be exactly where you are, Erica, in this wonderful shift of consciousness so you can be the light to help other people. Honey, that's your next step. You're going to be able to help people. What did you do that changed? People want to know. Turn your light on and let them find you.
That's wonderful, because I'm a counselor and a healer.
There you go. I'm loving it. So your light is clear. Let's just amp it up a tad bit. We don't want neon right now, but just let them know you're out there and they'll start to come to you. Thank you, my love. I appreciate the call. And what I have to do, everyone, is I can't believe how quick these shows go. I want to thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you'll join me next Wednesday on the radio on www.contacttalkradio.com. If you want to listen to this show again, go to my archives, ritberger.com. I'll see you on the radio next Wednesday. Have a wonderful week. Light and love to everyone.
You've been listening to The Carol Ritberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.ritberger.com. That's www.ritberger.com. See you soon.